الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that the Jews and especially the ulama, they knew the truth and they knew it more than they know their own children or their children. More than that, they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the teachings of deen is the absolute truth. And particular reference here was, they knew also that the sa'i between Safa and Marwa was from the time of Hajir alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that it was absolutely true and correct. But they concealed this knowledge and they did not let the people know. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is explaining the great sin of concealing the truth and not talking of the truth. And we all, where the Quran Sharif is addressing the Jews, the Quran Sharif is for our hidayat. And it is addressing us also. When we see anything wrong, it is absolutely necessary that we also talk and try and correct it. Clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif, whoever sees a wrong being committed, then he should change it by the force and power of his hand. If he can't do that, then he should talk out against it. If he can't do that, then he should make dua and implore Allah. And he should think of it as evil and wrong and realize it from his heart. This we are all responsible. As parents in the house, we see wrong being done by our children and we don't talk about it. Today, unfortunately, because of lack of our iman and trust in Allah, we haven't got the guts to speak to our children also. And when they are doing wrong, the wife, and of course in a suitable way, not that we become harsh and rude, but in a proper and suitable way, everyone is responsible. Many of us attend various social gatherings, whether it's walimas, whether it's some other function, and there also a lot wrong is taking place. And how women are dressed, etc., how men are dressed, and we don't speak one word, we don't even think of it as evil. And it comes in the hadith, if we don't think of it as wrong, then there is no iman left after that. And today we see all the wrong, but not even a blind eye, we just don't, it doesn't bother us in the least. But so wherever we see wrong, and everyone according to his level, if we have got whatever level of deen within us, according to that we are more responsible. The more we have got deen and the knowledge of deen, the more a person is responsible to correct this. So Allah Ta'ala says, for such people, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. All the curses of Allah and all the people are upon such people who do not speak about the truth. Then Allah Ta'ala, and this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that those who make tawbah and correct themselves, there is a way out. So it is great hope for us also. Wherever we see wrong, we should now make tawbah and correct ourselves. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مَغَرْ جِنْهُنَ تَوْبَا كِي. Those who made tawbah, particularly of this guna, of not speaking out against the truth, not trying to stop it. We should have such control really that by our hand we stop it. And if we can't do that, at least by our tongue. If we can't do that, then at least make du'as and realize the evil of it. And wa'aslahu, or duruskiya apne kaamku. And then they corrected all their matters. Now they talk about it, not only the tawbah, but now they see to it that we tell the people what is the truth and what is right. Al-haqqu murrun, haqq is bitter. Everywhere, wherever a person will speak the truth, people are not going to like you. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say, if we see any person is on very good terms with his neighbor, and his neighbor is praising him, we fear mudahanat on him. That is, we fear that he's not telling them the truth. Because if you speak the truth, people are not going to like you. People are not going to praise you when you speak the truth. So if that must be expected. But we should say it in the best suitable way. وَبَيَّنُوا Or bayan kar diya haq baat ko. And these people, they speak out and they speak the truth. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ To unko maaf karta ho. Allah says, for such people, I make them maaf. Even if they made mistakes, they did not speak, but now they realize it, and they speak the truth, I forgive such people. وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Or main hu bara maaf karne wala, nihayat meherban. And I am such, Allah says, whoever just turns to me with tawbah, sincerity, I make that person maaf. And not only that I forgive him, but then I shower my favors on that person. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to explain, that Allah's forgiveness in this world, if we forgive somebody, even if in court a person was found not guilty, or he was found guilty, and he got clemency from state president, that we have allowed you to go free this time. That is all they'll do. They won't give you a block of flats on top of that. They won't give you a filling station or some farms that now that we are giving all this to you. But when Allah makes mu'af, He changes that guna into sawab also. He gives so much more. Not only that He makes mu'af, but He gives you so much more. So all this is encouragement that we make tawbah. And we all should take it to heart. Not just a matter of speaking about it or listening to it. But when we see wrong, then we should try and stop it with the force of our hand. That is the highest level of iman. If we can't, we should at least talk about it, explain about it. If that also we can't do, at least make dua. We all should consider all the terrible things which are happening in Saudi at the moment. Who of us have made dua that Ya Allah change the conditions? Change the hearts of the people. All this wrong and anti-Islamic things they are bringing. How have we made any dua at least? Or we just like accepting it. It has got nothing to do with us. It's very important that whatever wrong in our homes, in our families, in our societies, our gatherings, social gatherings, we should see that we correct all the wrong as much as we can. And if we don't, one of the other great dangers is, then we become like that. Allah makes it. Then Allah seals our hearts, and it isn't long after that, that what we knew was totally wrong, and we see it's happening. Then we become part and parcel, and we take part. Today, how sad, Christmas celebrations, the whole ummah, everyone knew it's totally haram. But today, ulama are saying it's permissible. You can celebrate a Christmas, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah. When we don't talk against it, Allah changes our heart, and then the wrong becomes right in our hearts also. So it isn't just a matter of keeping quiet. There is great danger. If we don't do that, Allah makes our hearts like them. And that is exactly what we read in the first supara about the Jewish people. When they did not speak out about the wrong, Allah joined their hearts with the hearts of the wrongdoers, and they join in the wrong then. So this is very, very dangerous for our iman, and therefore it is very necessary that we do amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. What is wrong, what is right, we must command that. What is wrong, we must forbid from that. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.